Thursday, March 6th. First reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Haydock Commentary. Obedience will ensure eternal life, but if thou give the preference to evil, the second death must be thy portion. From God all advantages are derived. By observing the law of God, long life and possession of the promised land can be attained. The Gospel from Luke chapter 9, verses 22 through 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. Christ reiterates his prophecy concerning his cross and passion, that the disciples might not be affrighted nor scandalized when the time came, nor fall from faith in him as the Messiah, because he suffered such a shameful death. For the cross was an offense to the apostles, so that they all forsook him and fled. The cross, therefore, needed to be again and again preached to them and impressed upon them, so that they might know that Christ did not suffer it because he was compelled, but of his own will, and in obedience to the Father's will, that he might redeem mankind. Moreover, he reiterated this preaching of the cross in Galilee after he had healed the lunatic when he came down from the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, in order that he might repress any vainglorious thoughts which were likely to arise in the minds of the apostles by putting them in mind of his cross and passion. When the apostles heard speak of Christ being put to death, because they were unwilling that he should die and that they should be separated from him by death, he alleviates their sorrow by adding, "And the third day he shall rise again." But they did not understand these words of Christ, they were not able to receive them, whence they were for a long time doubtful concerning his resurrection. And this was why Christ, by many apparitions and miracles, was obliged to convince them that he had really risen again, so that he might root out all doubt from their minds.